Now it's Food Friday, and this week we're keeping things close to home with a look at Wisconsin cheese. It's a great time of the year to expand our cheese horizons and try something new, maybe while we're putting together a cheese plate for our holiday get-together or making a gift box. Or maybe you're just looking for some new favorites. We're here to help navigate all the choices out there, and we want to hear from you, too. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite cheese made here in the state? Or beyond, that's okay too. Is there a cheese you've been curious to try, but you're not sure what all the fuss is about? What are you putting on the cheese plate? Maybe for the holiday gathering this year? Do you keep it simple or get artistic? Do you have favorite things to pair with the cheese? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Central Time executive producer Dean Knetter is with us, our resident cheese guy. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Rob. It's good to be with you.
You like cheese. Let's get this right out there. You are a cheese aficionado, as they say, as the youth say.
Well, I can't claim to be an aficionado, but I do love cheese. I did get the chance to be a cheesemonger for about 2.5 years, and that really gave me a lot of exposure to different types of cheeses and a lot of respect for what our cheesemakers here in Wisconsin do. These are hardworking people doing some really cool stuff with cheese.
And you had your hand in a cheese encyclopedia at one point, literally?
There's an industry publication out there somewhere, Rob, where either my hands or maybe my hands and arms are like in a picture of how to display a cheese shelf or something. So that's my contribution to the Wisconsin cheese world, I think.
All right, now let's get into cheese plates. You have many thoughts. We can keep it simple or get really fancy. What's the range of cheese platery?
I think you're right to mention that keeping it simple is totally fine. A cheese platter does not have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's just about whether you enjoy it or not. That's the important thing. If you and your guests like it, that could be cheddar, Swiss, and Colby and some crackers, totally fine. That said, if you want to get a bit more elaborate and artistic with it, that can be a lot of fun.
You have some odd advice about a cheese platter. Literally, again, the number of kinds of cheese that should be on a plate.
Yeah, this is not a hard and fast rule, Rob, but I tend to think that picking an odd number of cheeses, it just kind of looks better. So 1, 3, 5, 7, on from there. It looks good, and it takes away some of the pressure of what thing on the board does this cheese go with. You don't need to pair one thing to the other. The odd number is just, it's a fun place to work from.
Talking to our own Dean Knetter. It's Food Friday, and we are enjoying some Wisconsin cheese. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite cheese for eating, for cooking? Do you have a favorite thing to do on a cheese platter, maybe for a family get-together? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. All right, Dean, let's pick our cheese for our cheese platter. You've got a few different categories you divide cheeses into. What are those?
Yeah, I think a three-tiered approach is a great place to start. The first thing you want to put on there is something familiar for people, something non-threatening that they're going to recognize and reach for. That could be, you know, a Gouda, some cheese curds, a butter case, a Havarti, something that people know and enjoy, and also tends to be a lower-cost cheese, so you can save some money there, too. Beyond that, get a little adventurous, something that's familiar yet a bit stronger flavored, you know, an aged cheddar, maybe a bandage cheddar, or something like a Gruyere, an Alpine style cheese. Maybe try a semi-hard cheese made with sheep or goat milk, too. Don't be afraid of that. And finally, that's the next cheese you're going to pick. Try to wow some people. Get them out of their comfort zone a little bit. That might be with a big blue cheese, a cheddar blue. That exists. That's out there. Mm-hmm. Or a soft cheese, you know, whether that's a fresh sheep or goat cheese or something a little funkier. Don't be afraid of that either.
Now, I might take a bite of one cheese and that puts a taste in my mouth and then it makes the next cheese taste weird. What do we do to clear the palate like the wine people do?
That's a really good point. If you don't have wine or beer already on hand, I'd say make sure you have some apples or some grapes on that board. I mean, the apples pair well with a lot of things to begin with, cheddar especially, but having that sort of hit of a fruit flavor in there and a little bit of juiciness, that really does help reset the palate. especially if you're going from something, you know, really strong, like, say, a five-year-old cheddar or something, back down to a more mild Gruyere, you want to still be able to taste the cheese, and that'll really help.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Gary is with us in Iron River. Hi, Gary.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Hey, I'd like to offer a thought. I like to put some skewered assemblies on a cheese plate, things that people won't normally put together. Lots of people don't like strong blue cheese. You take some strong blue cheese, put a piece on a skewer, put a piece of date on it, or take a piece of strong blue cheese and put a piece of dried apricot on it. And the combination of the sweetness, the sharpness of the cheese, or the sweetness of the dried fruit, the sharpness of the cheese makes a really nice combination that lots of people will go away and say, huh, this is a whole lot better than I thought it was.
And Gary, do people come back and ask for more at the next get-together?
Of course, they always do. But they also would like a little bit of nuts and honey, which I do as well on cheese plates.
Gary, thank you so much. First of all, Dean, his idea, it's a little effort, but it's not too complicated. A toothpick, some blue cheese, and one of those pieces of dried fruit he talked about.
Gary, I think that's an awesome idea, and it makes it really easy to eat for people, too. They can just pick it up and go. And pairing blue cheese with anything sweet is just a classic combination that always helps kind of cut down the intensity of that blue cheese. I've always heard about pears and honey with blue cheese, but that date and that apricot, that definitely works too. That's a perfect combination. And I think those would also be really good for a Gruyere as well.
Gary, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll be by in a couple hours to try your cheese platter. Thanks for sharing that with us. He also mentioned the nuts. Do nuts have a home in cheese platters?
Definitely, and not just to fill space. They can do that for sure. But nuts are a great sort of in-between snack for when you're going between cheeses along with those grapes and those apples we mentioned earlier. And there's a lot of different types of nuts out there in terms of spiced nuts, candy nuts. You can play around with the sweetness, the savory flavors, and sort of tailor those to the cheeses that are already on your board.
Before we move away from cheese platters, Dean, we should probably talk about crackers a little bit.
Oh, yeah, crackers. You know, for myself, Rob, I don't know about you, I like the cheese to shine, so I don't like a cracker that's too strongly flavored. If you're going into the rye cracker territory, that can tend to really overwhelm some cheese. You're going to need something really strong to stand up to that. That said, if that's your groove, go for it. Get the stronger flavored crackers. But I tend to like a nice plain wheat cracker or something maybe with some herbs like, rosemary, thyme, that kind of thing. Otherwise, just a classic, townhouse buttery cracker does the trick too.
Before we get to how to find new cheeses, Dean, that's coming up and people can call in. By the way, if you have a favorite cheese to recommend, you can call in at 800-642-1234. I want to share, Nancy in Facebook wrote in and said the first favorite cheese is Gouda with fenugreek, the herb.
Oh, very nice.
Well, okay.
What do you
for
think,
you,
Rob?
For Nancy, one time I accidentally bought Gouda with fenugreek in it, and man, you could really taste the fenugreek. And I don't know if I was really that into that. I'm not going to lie to you, Dean.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, Rob, we may have to disagree here, and that's okay.
The first time ever.
That's right. We can do that civilly here on Central Time. Fenugreek, if folks haven't had it, I think that the best way I could describe it is maybe a maple kind of flavor, almost a little bit like maple syrup, but a bit stronger. The place that I know that makes a great fenugreek Gouda is Marika Cheese. And we've actually talked to the cheesemaker, Marika Penterman, here on Central Time before. The fenugreek seeds that go into the Gouda, I think, are very soft, so that you're not going to run into hard stuff in the middle of your cheese. But it has a nice, sweet, mapley flavor. I think it's great for fall and winter time. But it is an acquired taste. I'll give you that, Rob.
I feel like my face is, when you see a cat and it's got a weird taste in its mouth that makes that face. I feel like I'm making that face just flashing back to that right now. Agree to disagree. It's Food Friday. Central Time's Dean Canetter is with us. We're talking about how to discover a new favorite Wisconsin cheese. Maybe while building a cheese platter for our holiday gathering, you could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite cheese made here in Wisconsin or from beyond our borders? Has there ever been a cheese that you weren't sure you were going to like, but it took you by surprise? And what to you makes a quality cheese platter? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our Food Friday talk about Wisconsin cheese with our own Dean Kinetter, how to put together a great holiday cheese plate, how to branch out and try something new. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Take a recommendation, leave a recommendation for a favorite cheese. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Let's go back to your calls now. Carla is with us in Madison. Carla, hi.
Hi. I'm a lifelong Wisconsinite. I love cheese. However, I've had to go on a dairy-free diet. Mm. And I'm wondering if anybody has any suggestions for a decent vegan cheese, because so far everything I've tried is disgusting.
Anything come close to the mark for you, Carla, or just all a wash?
So far, the only thing that comes close is some of the grated cheeses. I don't like the slices, but Daya makes a facsimile that's sort of cheese-like.
Oh, Carla, thanks for that call. If anyone listening has a vegan cheese that they like, that they have positive feelings about, call in now, 800-642-1234. I know most of your work is in the non-vegan cheese field. Dean, any vegan tips out there, though?
Carla, I can't say that I have too much knowledge about the vegan cheese world, but I know it's becoming a lot more popular. Nut-based cheeses are definitely growing in popularity. You're able to actually find those in stores now. Almond and oat milks are being used to make softer cheeses. A couple of brands I've heard of are Treeline and also Violife, too. So those might be a couple to check out. But I don't have too much knowledge on that. I'd love to hear from people if they know some themselves.
Other than that, might be trial and error. Good luck, Carla. Let's go to Jeff now in DeForest. Jeff, hi.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Jeff?
Oh, well, we're having a bunch of different people over the next couple, 3 weeks with the holidays, and we normally entertain them with cheese and stuff and salamis and things, but we oftentimes buy local cheeses from around here in DeForest, and I was wondering if you guys recommend doing that, or do you have some recommendations for cheeses from some other states, or should we try stuff from France or Italy, or should we just mix it up on different nights?
Jeff, thanks for the call. Dean, I know you're a homer and you love going for Wisconsin cheeses. If Jeff wanted to cross a border, do you have anywhere you'd point him?
Oh, yeah. I think that the Midwest is a great place to look. There's always the great debate of Vermont versus Wisconsin. There's a ton of great cheeses in Vermont. So if you wanted to set up a little... Oh, yeah. It's out there, Rob. It's a hot one. But if you wanted to set up a little contest between those two states, you could. And Jeff, I have one that you might be interested in. It is a Gouda called Jeff's Select. And it's a cheese that is made here in Wisconsin. The cows are milked in our state. And it is aged across the border in Minnesota. It's from a company called Caves of Faribault. And they do some really cool stuff. It's a crowd-pleasing cheese. I think most people are going to like it. You know, it fits with the name, too. So that's a good place to look as well.
Yeah, tell them you made it. I think that's the way I'd go, Jeff.
Yeah, go right there. Yeah.
What I'm going to do.
Awesome. Good luck, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Michael joins us now in Kokana. Michael, hi.
I just wanted to ask the guest what he thinks of, like, 12-year-old age cheddar from Wisconsin. I really like it when it's old, it has crystals, and it's crunchy.
Yeah, Michael, I can't agree more. I love those old cheddars. Hooks is a company that goes from 1 year all the way up to occasionally 20 years, but 15 you can find pretty regularly as well. Widmer's also makes some great old cheddar. I love those calcium crystals. When you get past that 3 to 5 year mark, you start noticing those. Those used to be seen in the cheese world as kind of a fault in cheeses. Now they're seen as a feature and like a desirable one too. Cheesemakers will actually be adding certain cultures to their cheeses to help those develop earlier than that 3 to 5 year mark. So it's kind of become a bit of a fad, and for good reason.
Thanks a lot for that call, Michael. Now, it seems like that sharpness, I mean, it hits a point in that curve somewhere, Dean, where it can get a little too sharp for me. And I'm thinking in the like maybe 5 to 8 year range where it seems like that. But I've heard it gets mellower sometimes after you hit like 10 or 12. Is that true?
I think you're right about that, Rob. When you get to that 12 to 15 year mark, there's a bit of a butteriness that takes over. It is still a sharp cheese. There's no doubt about that. But it does tend to smooth out in that old age range. But that 5 to 10 year period can be pretty intense, pretty sharp. Again, if you're putting it on a cheese plate, have something like a wine or some fruit to stand up against it. Otherwise, the 3 year cheddar, I think, is kind of the golden range. That's my favorite. It's smooth enough that you can just snack on it, but you get a lot of flavor too.
My kids got hooked on, like, they would just like buy the highest number you can, Dad. I'm like, hey, it gets more expensive.
It's an expensive proposition.
Those other numbers get higher too. Back to your calls now. Lenny is with us in Lake Geneva. Lenny, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Lenny?
That lady called looking for vegan cheese.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there's one that's made by a company called Chao, C-H-A-O. And it's pretty good, man. It's sliced. And then there's another one made by Kite Hill, K-I-T-E. They make a ricotta in a little tub.
Oh.
It's fantastic. And then my last recommendation, because I'm in the same boat, I got to stop eating dairy. The other one is there's a brand called Myoko, I think, M-Y-O-K-O. They make it from cashews. It's in a tub. It's fantastic, I'm telling you. And I mean, you might think you're eating real cheese.
What kind of cheese or what style of cheese is that Myoko that you like?
That one's like a little goaty cheese, you know? Oh. It tastes like that.
Awesome. Lenny, thank you so much. I hope that caller is still listening and can try out a few different ones. Thanks for the tips. We're talking about cheese on this edition of Food Friday, Central Time's own Dean Kinetter with us. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your favorites or your questions. Let's go back to your calls now. Carrie is with us in Kronenwetter. Carrie, hi.
Hi. So I had an opportunity a number of years back to travel to Switzerland and visit some relatives there. And we were served a cheese called raclette. And it's a harder cheese. And they have a special little grill that they melt it on. Mm-hmm. And they scrape it then onto boiled red potatoes. And it was just heavenly.
What, it's called raclette?
Raclette.
Interesting. Carrie, thanks a lot for sharing that. Dean, have you encountered that or anything like that?
Yeah. First, Carrie, I am jealous of that trip to Switzerland. I mean, it's a beautiful country from what I see. And the romance around the cheesemaking there is almost overwhelming, it seems like. But raclette is really tasty stuff. It has sort of a little bit of a slightly meaty flavor to it. It's a pretty savory cheese. You can eat it on its own. You can also melt it over things. I've seen devices where you'll heat up one side of an entire wheel of cheese and scrape that down onto vegetables or a sandwich or something. It's really luxurious. It's really good stuff. And there are a couple of raclettes being made in Wisconsin. One, I believe, is from the Roth Cheese Company in Monroe. Also, Raleigh Cheese is out with a newer cheese for them called Crown Jewel. And I believe that's a raclette style, too. So a couple local options as well.
Carrie, thanks a lot for sharing that story with us. Dean, for people looking to expand their cheese horizons, they're used to, you know, maybe some cheddar, some brick, whatever. They love all this talk about cheese. How do you recommend people get started on branching out to new stuff?
I would say think about what you like about cheese and extrapolate from there. If you know you like strong cheddars, try something a little different in that ballpark. You know, maybe a grass-fed cheddar or a cheddar made with sheep's milk. If you like something buttery or a little more mild, maybe an Alpine cheese like Pleasant Ridge Reserve or one of the Roth Grand Crus. Just kind of like think about what you already like and go from there. Also, at your local cheese shop or store, ask people. They've probably sampled the cheeses. They can point you in a good direction too.
Time for at least one more caller. We've got Dirk with us in Kenosha. Dirk, hi.
Hi. I was going to join in on this heretical conversation of vegan cheese. apologize in advance, but I am not a vegan, but I have looked into making cashew cheese. Some friends were interested. And there's a recipe that I came across that has a funky ingredient called kappa carrageenan. And it makes it so that the cheese sets up, it becomes solid in just a matter of seconds. And you can make these recipes in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
And it's good, and it's grateable, and it melts well. And speaking from the point of view of somebody that, you know, the stuff is icky to me most of the time, this stuff's pretty good.
All right. Dirk, wow. Thanks a lot. Great recommendation for that vegan cheese needing listener earlier. Maybe do it yourself. I love it. Let's take one more recommendation. Terry is with us in Milwaukee. Terry, hi.
Hi.
What's your cheese recommendation, Terry?
My cheese recommendation is a Monterey Jack with hickory nuts. Ooh. From a little creamery out in Zittau, Wisconsin.
Do you know the name of the creamery?
It's Union Star.
Union Star. Terry, thanks a lot for that. Monterey Jack with hickory nuts, Dean.
Wow, that sounds intriguing. I haven't had it, and it's always really exciting to find a small cheesemaker in your area that you can support and enjoy. That's really cool.
Thanks for that call. Dean, in our last half a minute or so, I don't know, what's got you excited in the cheese world right now?
Only made during fall and winter is Rush Creek Reserve from Uplands Cheese. It is a cheese that screams Wisconsin, a soft cheese wrapped in a strip of spruce bark. It's a great centerpiece for any holiday. That one's got me pretty pumped.
Can you taste the spruce?
Yeah, you can taste some spruce, you can taste some grass, a little bit of everything, Rob.
Dean, thanks a lot. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Central Time executive producer and resident cheese guy, Dean Kinnetter. He joined us for a cheese edition of Food Friday. Thanks to everyone who called in with your favorites. You can keep letting us know over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.